this panel on the future of journalism. Journalism today is one of the least respected institutions in the United States. That's not a surprise to any of us here, but it is saying a lot given the public's low opinions of most of our other institutions. But in regard to journalism, this isn't really anything very new. In the early days of English journalism in the 18th century, when you had serious writers such as Defoe, Addison, Steele, Johnson, and Fielding writing, they wrote from an admittedly personal and subjective point of view, but all of them were explicitly searching for and attempting to convey objective truths. Like all things human, journalism was subject to corruption and manipulation. People would lie, they'd write things they didn't know were untrue, they'd write about things they didn't know about, and they'd even just deliberately misrepresent the facts in order to serve an agenda. And sometimes that agenda was political, often it was just personal. It was a rough and tumble world. But here's the key. There was always somebody else to weigh in on the opposite side of the issue. Freedom of the press was crucial in maintaining this natural system of checks and balances. In the United States in the 19th century and the first half of the 20th, it was common for any large city to have multiple newspapers that openly embraced the interests of different political parties. But with the rise of the progressive movement early in the 20th century, journalism became increasingly institutionalized and professionalized. Journalists said their touchstone was objectivity. That's a nice ideal. Over time, though, this hardened into the attitude that there's no need, and in fact no place, for facts and opinions that contradict the experts' preferred storylines. Originally, journalism was not that sort of high-flown academic pursuit. It was more like a cage fight. And despite a century of efforts to make the field into an orderly and respected profession, it's still a cage fight. Our problem today is that a very small cadre of individuals and institutions has taken the keys to the octagon. And they won't let you in unless you agree to submit to the shibboleths of the day. You have to be part of the team or you can't play. As the journalist A.J. Liebling said in the mid-20th century, quote, "Freedom of the press is guaranteed only to those who own one," end quote. Now, those presses are in the hands of far fewer companies than they once were. Pluralism has been replaced by corporatism, and I'm using the economic definition there. As our panelist Molly Hemingway argues persuasively in her new book, Rigged, the media have been using this power in increasingly explicit and direct efforts to determine the outcomes of our elections and continuously push political and social agendas the public hates. A steady diet of propaganda serving the interests of a relatively small slice of society. Our panelists today will discuss the current state of journalism and what we, intellectuals and the public, might be able to do about it. That's how we get to the topic of the future of journalism. We have to start with what we know, as awful as it is. All of today's panelists are or have been working journalists who have thought and written much about the profession. Our first speaker is the award-winning, best-selling writer and journalist, Molly Ziegler Hemingway. Molly helped launch and is the senior editor of the online magazine, The Federalist. It's one of the most popular sites on the web, especially on the right. She's a senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College, a Fox News contributor, and the author of several books, the most recent of which is titled Rigged: How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections. Now, there's some good news here that the publisher has the names and contact info of everyone in this room and everyone is at this conference. I understand they promised not to give it to the Chinese Communist Party, so that's good. And you will all be sent a certificate or of some sort so that you can purchase the book at a discount. I highly recommend it. It is a fantastic book. It's really good. You have to read it. And after Molly speaks, the first respondent will be David Marcus. He's a political reporter at the New York Post and former New York correspondent for The Federalist. He's the author of the book Charade: The COVID Lies That Crushed a Nation. And then Bill Merkison, is an emeritus professor of journalism at Baylor University and a retired associate editor and syndicated columnist for the Dallas Morning News. After they're finished with their presentations, which they have promised to keep to the right amount of time, we're going to have a lot of time for Q&A, we hope, and I expect it to be very lively, so get your questions ready. Ladies and gentlemen, Molly Hemingway.